This recording, Germany 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onruff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she feels stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. She tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either fixed of 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire's lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am from Hamburg, which is the second biggest city in Germany. It has 1.7 million inhabitants, and it's in the north of the country. We have a big river going through the city, which is called Elbe, and the second biggest port in whole Europe, which is the first one is Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Hamburg is about 50 kilometers from the Baltic Sea and 80 kilometers from the North Sea. So on the weekends, I like going there and hanging out at the beach and spending some time just relaxing. Compared to Hamburg, there's another big city in the south, which is called Munich, and has the great Oktoberfest, where you drink a lot of beer just for 2 or 2.5 weeks without a break. Actually, when not being at the beach, so in October, I like going there and have this as my alternative program. Except Munich and Hamburg, there is of course our great capital Berlin in the east, which was divided like some years ago, and it's the coolest one of the big cities in Hamburg because it has a lot of cultural things and art things going on. And all the artists and musicians and actors are living there. So if I would have to make a choice, I would go there every second weekend, in brackets, when not going to the sea, of course. So we had Berlin, Munich and Hamburg, and the fourth biggest city is Cologne. It's right in the center where they have a great carnival. I was told it's the second biggest. It's like always the second biggest, I see. The second biggest in Europe, except Tenerife. And of course, smaller than the one in Rio. So finally, the fifth, the next city, which is important to me, is my hometown. It's Münster. It's in Westphalia, actually close to Cologne. It's a city with 200,000 inhabitants. It has a big university with about 50,000 students, and of course well, related to that, a great nightlife with a lot of bars and discos and stuff like that. Actually, there's no water around, but a lot of forest and fields, and it's close to the border of the Netherlands.